Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A group of Pella Middle School students is stretching their imagination on the way to a world competition. Joining us on today's program is Isaac Piersma, Elise Kriegel, Tony Schmitz, Vaughn Thompson, Connor Gawley, and Coach Tom Palmer of the Odyssey of the Mind team at Pella Middle School. What is this program? Because it sounds like there's a lot of different components, and what are the things that you guys are doing? Maybe not specific to the project, but what kind of skills are you using?
So it's basically a creative thinking competition, and you have to solve different types of problems. And so our group, we did balsa wood, and so we had to make a structure to hold weight, and there's other types of problems, like acting ones, or where you have to create a vehicle of some kind. And so you basically learn a lot about the problem, how to solve it, and think of creative ideas, and you learn about teamwork and thinking on your feet, and you have to do improvising if something goes wrong. And it's a unique process to get to the finish.
Why don't some of you guys share what you're doing when it comes to the actual process and putting this project together? And we'll start here.
A lot of people have their own assigned thing, sort of. So we had Connor, who's mainly our script writer, Vaughn, who is our main structure builder now, and Elise is working on our special effects device. So all that kind of comes together, and we just have to, in the same sense, we all encourage each other and try to make all those parts fit in a certain way. It's kind of hard, but we make them work.
Why don't the rest of you then explain to us about what he just described, the actual part that you're working on?
Okay, so I'm working on the special effects machine. We tried multiple different ones, but first one failed, the second one didn't really work out, and we were running out of time, so we had to get something to work. And so we made some special effects machine that made like a foghorn kind of sound really quick, and it actually worked really well. It was simple, and it was very creative in our part.
Yeah, so I made our balsa wood structure, and there's a lot of trial and error with it, along with a lot of support from our teammates, especially on competition day when a few things didn't go right. And they were just really supportive throughout the way, and we've made a lot of different like types of it. So our final one was one that's a structure that goes 8 inches tall, and it's about 4.5 inches wide, and it's being supported by triangles holding it together, and it ended up holding 275 pounds, and we were really proud of it to lead us to go to Worlds.
Okay, so I worked on the script a lot, and that was really hard because it was so integrated with the special effects device that every time the special effects device changed, so did the script. So I was working on the script quite a lot. I was also very into the costumes. I made pretty much all the costumes and came up with the ideas. And it was just really fun to make like the balsa wood body armor and the balsa wood safety glasses. And coffee staining these guys' t-shirts, because that was the best part. Just thinking, man, I get to ruin these guys' t-shirts. And so I just really enjoyed being on the OM team. It was great.
Coach, do you want to give us context as to what each of these parts kind of come together in?
Yeah, so one thing that's really unique about Odyssey is that the kids get to create their own project, and it's basically student-led. As the coach, I'm not allowed to do anything for them. That's one thing that's unique about Odyssey of the Mind, is that the outside assistance is actually illegal, and you're disqualified if you have too much outside assistance. So just being able to guide these students along the path of figuring out the solution to their problem that they chose has been fantastic for me. It's amazing to see the way that these kids work together, using each of their individual skills, and they each have these gifts and talents that they bring to the table that creates a group like none other. I mean, you've got Tony and Kunal, I never would have guessed would be actors, and Vaughn I knew is brilliant with math, but putting that into something concrete like building a structure is phenomenal. And I know Connor and Isaac and Elise have been working tirelessly on adjusting the script and special effects device. And just seeing that hard work pay off at the competition was just such an awesome experience.
This combines all sorts of different elements, as we kind of talked about. What have you guys applied from maybe what you've learned in class here, or what you've learned in your everyday life, and how have you applied that to what you do?
Well, with math, we learn a lot about like angles and all that stuff. also just like having family members that are engineers and from past experiences, knowing what's stronger than other things and all that sort of stuff, I guess. So turning that into a structure, it was nice to have past knowledge of it. And then having the teamwork skills that teachers always try to teach us just helps out a ton for this.
The team is looking for fundraising help to cover expenses for the World Competition in Ames on May 25th through the 28th. You can find contact information to help out at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Wrench Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.